is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Colorado Department of Transportation has closed Interstate 70 near Glenwood Canyon due to a flash flood warning. Heavy rain is expected this evening that could lead to flooding, mudslides, and debris flows near the area that was burned by the Grizzly Creek wildfire. CDOT recommends motorists avoid the area by detouring through Silverthorne to Kremling and back to I-70 at Rifle. A new testing facility for a transportation technology known as Hyperloop could soon be coming to Pueblo. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports it could bring 1,000 new high-tech jobs to the area.
If Hyperloop becomes a reality, it's a system that runs vehicle pods through sealed tubes at incredible speeds, hundreds of miles an hour. Carrie Gonzalez leads Transportation Technology Center Incorporated in Pueblo. She says her group is excited to work with Hyperloop company SwissPod, even if it's a little outside the research work they're known for.
Being a hometown girl, it's amazing to be able to see my capability to help bring technology to Pueblo that really is going to be a bright spot for our community.
The plan calls for building a new test site at Puebloplex on decommissioned land at a chemical depot east of the city. The company hopes to have the facility up and running in a few years. In Pueblo, I'm Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
A Colorado Rockies player has been named the National League Player of the Month in Major League Baseball. First baseman C.J. Krohn had 11 home runs in August. He led the league in that stat as well as batting average and runs batted in. The Rockies entered September with 61 wins and 72 losses. Right now in Denver, it's 68 degrees. This is CPR News.